Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today's landscape in technology is a fascinating mix of challenges and innovations, especially with how software usability, new hardware support, and AI advancements are blending together. Let's kick off with a story that's close to the hearts of photography enthusiasts: the enduring legacy of Apple's Aperture. Even though Apple discontinued Aperture over a decade ago, its legacy still matters, especially for those who appreciate intuitive design and true operational power in a photo management tool. Daniel Kennett recently analyzed why Aperture had such a devoted following, especially compared to Apple's current Photos app, which has earned more than a few grumbles over its complexity. Kennett highlights how Aperture made complex editing feel easy, focusing on a user-centric experience that's increasingly rare in today's photo software. There's clearly a gap in the market for developers who can deliver powerful yet intuitive photo management tools, and users are still clamoring for that successor. So if you're a developer out there hunting for your next project, you might find inspiration in the ongoing wish for an Aperture-like experience. Moving from software simplicity to hardware headaches. It's been a big week for Linux fans eagerly watching hardware support trends. The upcoming Linux 6.20 and 7.0 kernels are set to deliver some substantial upgrades in the HID subsystem. Yes, that includes better support for all sorts of human interface devices, from keyboards to game controllers. This time, the Linux kernel is opening the door to Bluetooth guitars, most notably those from Rock Band 4, which is a game changer for accessibility and gaming on Linux. These improvements will make using your favorite hardware just that little bit easier on your favorite open source platform. On top of these new device drivers, various distributions have rolled out security patches, both to squish critical vulnerabilities and to keep system performance running smoothly. As part of Linux's ongoing effort to make sure users have a safe, seamless experience, no matter their hardware. Another fascinating development is the attention being given to legacy hardware, specifically AMD's GCN 1.0 graphics processors. Thanks to patches from Tim or Christoph, who's contracting for Valve, these older GPUs are getting a new lease on life, especially with power management improvements. Not only does this address nagging performance issues, it helps prolong the viability of hardware that many people still rely on. It's a great example of how open source communities value both progress and sustainability. Speaking of sustainability, there's an intriguing upcoming feature with the new __open_tree_namespace_flag, slated for Linux 7.0. This change is aimed at making container workload management even more secure and efficient, which has big implications for anyone working with containers on a modern Linux system. By fundamentally changing how namespaces work, it could reduce performance bottlenecks and tighten up system security too. Now let's switch gears to the maker and developer space, where Arduino is shaking things up. The newly launched Arduino Uno Q features a robust 4GB of RAM and 32GB of eMMC storage, which is a massive boost over the older models. What's really exciting is that this beefed-up hardware finally lets developers run graphical interfaces natively, opening the door to real-time machine learning and advanced application design. From ambitious hobby projects to serious prototyping, this upgrade makes complex programming more accessible and efficient. We're already seeing makers harness this power for everything from home automation dashboards to small-scale robotics. Every iteration of Arduino hardware injects new possibilities into the DIY tech ecosystem, and Uno Q is no exception. While hardware moves forward, the digital ecosystem is facing serious security challenges, particularly around centralized app stores and digital marketplaces. Recently, the Snap Store has been targeted by scammers taking over dormant domains and uploading rogue apps, which has unfortunately resulted in significant financial losses for unwitting users. Canonical is under pressure to enhance its security processes, especially around app registration and verification, as the threat from these types of attacks continues to evolve. The situation is a timely reminder that beyond software innovation, we need robust, transparent security measures to build user trust. On a different note, the open source world is abuzz after some key departures from OzLabs following its split with IBM. OzLabs has a long-standing reputation for its work in free software, so the exit of senior contributors raises big questions about the project's future direction. However, there's optimism that these experienced devs will continue to contribute to the ecosystem, perhaps on an independent or freelance basis. Their expertise remains valuable, and their next move could see brand new projects or fresh thinking injected into the open source world. Now for one of the hottest topics in tech, the evolution of artificial intelligence, and what it means for how companies engage with consumers. ChatGPT and similar AI technologies are moving towards profit models that look a lot like what we've seen in mainstream social media. That raises some pointed ethical concerns. As AI-driven platforms start leveraging personal data for targeting and advertising, questions around privacy, consent, and user agency are getting louder. It's not just about what AI can do technically, but about how it should behave and how transparent these systems are about the data they're using. Many observers, myself included, believe it's time for collaboration between organizations and regulators to establish frameworks for AI governance. The key goal is to ensure that consumer rights are respected and that public trust isn't eroded by opaque algorithms or manipulative tactics. With all this in mind, enterprises face a huge responsibility to balance innovation with meaningful safeguards. For developers, business leaders, and users alike, it's an evolving conversation that will continue to shape how we interact with technology and each other. Shifting gears back to the open source sector, Kubernetes is addressing some inefficiencies in how it handles GPU resources in multi-tenant clusters. The new Reclaim Idle Resource Scheduling plugin aims to harness underutilized GPUs and allocate them more intelligently across workloads. This means we should see reduced idle time, better hardware utilization, and ultimately more cost-effective computing for organizations relying on GPU-accelerated applications. For developers working at scale, this could translate to a smoother, more efficient development experience. On the graphics side, Mesa 26.0 is introducing Vulkan driver support for Qualcomm's Adreno Gen 8 GPUs. This is a significant step for anyone developing high-performance or graphically intensive applications in Linux's ever-expanding hardware ecosystem. Vulkan's cross-platform capabilities mean that devs can design richer, faster, and more visually complex experiences without being bound to proprietary drivers or operating systems. That's not just good news for gamers, but for anyone who wants to see Linux as a first-class graphical platform. These open-source graphics improvements not only empower creators but also encourage hardware manufacturers to work closer with the Linux community for mutual benefit. Keeping up with trends in the open-source landscape isn't just about what's changing in code, but also about how community contributions are evolving. Take Postgres' latest numbers. In 2025, 266 unique contributors helped push the project forward, a testament to the robustness and vibrancy of its contributor base. This surge in active involvement bodes well for future innovations, suggesting that the open source ecosystem is not only resilient, but thriving and ready for the challenges ahead. Another positive move sees Mozilla expanding Firefox Nightly's distribution by officially supporting RPM packages, which is a welcome development for users of Red Hat-derived systems. With easier access to the latest features and security patches, users can now stay on the cutting edge without having to jump through hoops or compile from source. These sorts of moves demonstrate an ongoing commitment to user experience and an understanding of the real-world needs of diverse systems. Taking a step back, it's clear that the convergence of software usability, hardware breakthroughs, complex security considerations, and the societal impact of AI is reshaping technology as we know it. Every challenge we face, whether it's making something easy to use, keeping devices working longer, fighting scams, or setting ethical standards, offers a new chance to innovate and adapt. If we meet these opportunities thoughtfully and proactively, we'll help shape a tech future that's more secure, more open, and more focused on real people. Through the continued dedication of open source communities, and by keeping user experience and trust at the center of all advancements, we can navigate the complexity of this ever-evolving landscape together. Thanks for listening.